looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the Prime Minister is assuring Australians this afternoon the COVID-19 vaccine is safe after a few extremely rare cases of blood clots were found in people throughout the UK and Europe following the AstraZeneca shot. Now, the European Medicines Regulator have confirmed there is a causal link between these rare clots and the AstraZeneca vaccine. And overnight, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson revealed plans to offer people under the age of 30 an alternative vaccine. On the line is Professor Robert Boy, an immunisation expert from the University of Sydney. Professor, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Do you think we should be following the UK's lead as far as not giving the AstraZeneca vaccine jab to people under the age of 30?
Well, a lot of really clever people around the world are analysing that. I've been involved in the analysis to my extent. My opinion is that we're likely to move to not giving the vaccine to under 30-year-olds. They have a low risk of COVID hospitalisation or death. They're unlikely to be offered vaccine for a few months anyway. And in the meantime, we could access a different vaccine for that age group.
There's a lot of concerns amongst our listeners about the safety of and the risks involved with the AstraZeneca when they hear these stories from around the world and the links with blood clots. Should they be concerned?
Well, most people know, because the risk, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, of, if you catch COVID, risk of dying is at least 1 or 2%, and it goes up in your 70s to 5 to 8%. The risk, instead of being 1 in 100, is less than 1 in 100,000. Of getting one of these serious clots if you're vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So it's a dramatic difference in risk, especially if you're an older person. Even if you're in your 50s and you're not an older person, the risk-benefit ratio changes a bit once you get under 30, which is why I mentioned that we may lean towards using a different vaccine for those under 30.
Do you think it's highly unlikely, Professor, that we'll all have the jab or the first round of jabs by October?
I think it's certainly possible. GPs last year delivered in primary care 17 million doses of flu vaccination across Australia. So that was done over the course of just a few months. We can do it. We've already got the infrastructure to achieve it. And if we set up in parallel some of these super clinics, we can make sure that we get the majority of people vaccinated by October.
The European Medicines Agency says that on balance, the benefits of the vaccine continue to outweigh the very small risk. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, which is why I made that statistical comparison between having a risk of, you know, one or more per 100 of dying compared with one or less per 100,000 of getting a clot, a quarter of which would lead to fatality. So it's serious, but it's just very rare.
Should we be looking at other? I mean, I know the Pfizer vaccine was the first to be rolled out here. Should we be looking at other options apart from the AstraZeneca, for example, the Moderna vaccine?
Well, the Pfizer first. We doubled our supply of that, and we need to speed up the delivery of that so that the highly at-risk people, whether they're at risk through occupation, being medical, or whether they're at risk through working in quarantine, the highly at-risk people who are elderly or have got major medical conditions, we should be looking at getting more Pfizer. The Moderna is very similar to Pfizer, and I think the authorities already looked carefully into getting it and haven't been able to. Maybe if they keep trying, they might be successful. There's other alternatives. There's an AstraZeneca-like vaccine produced by Janssen. And if we could get a hold of that, that would be likely to be safe and protective. And we've got we've already got tens of millions on order for the vaccine Novavax, which is safe and effective. And we just got to speed up the delivery if we possibly can.
Professor, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be with you.
Good on you. That's Professor Robert Boy, who's an immunisation expert from the University of Sydney.